All right, welcome to the KBJ Aperture Podcast.
Kevin's eyes look insane, but he's got new hair. Virginia is a witch, and she farts in her chair. Jason is a spaz who's got an old man's ass. Welcome to the After the Show Podcast.
Well, hello, welcome to the Friday KBJ After the Show Podcast. Ready for the weekend. It's going to be nice. Whatever we do, it's still time. Spend with your family or looking at your walls, whatever it is you do. Now on the weekends. Jaybird is not with us. He stayed home with his dog Chewy today, and we wish him the best.
It's
not
rough.
An easy situation. He's an older dog, special needs, and he's just having a lot of issues. You know, the dog is, I guess, all the way blind, and then he's saying he thinks he even has hearing problems, and that's just kind of, he's very disoriented, and he's got vertigo, and he has had issues. I know Jaybird had to take him to the vet a couple times. Seems like a couple times in the last couple of months.
Yeah,
that he's been there with Chewy, and it's you know, just one thing after another. It's tough if you've ever had a, you know, a dog and you kept for a while, and you know, when it gets towards the end of their life, it is a real tough situation. You know, where some of them it goes easy, and some of them it's tough. And you know, it's always the tough decisions that you got to make. When you got a dog, it's okay. You always want to do best by your dog,
of course.
And that's the question: what is doing best by the dog? I mean, honestly, I think the best thing that happened with our dog that we had Chewy, the Chihuahua we had.
Yeah, Chewy was feisty.
And he's still at the end. He was kind of like walking slow and stuff like that. And I'd have to, you know, bring him up. He would always sleep between my legs at night. He would just kind of nuzzle right in there. And that's where he passed away, right in between. Oh, it was weird waking up the next day. I was like, this dog is really dead weight. And I'm like, I think the dog's dead.
Don't take it personal. I don't think it was your ball smell.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, did I fart? I don't know. Sorry, Chewy. Yeah. So, yeah, that was.
That's tough.
Yeah. So we just, you know, had to load him into a box and take him over to the vet. You know, it's never easy. But I mean, hey, if a dog can go, that's the way to do it.
That is the way to do it, where there's no suffering. I've only had one dog in my life. When I was young, we had a dog. So our next door neighbors were real Cajun, and they had about 15 hunting dogs. They had beagles. They raised them, and these were outside dogs. They kept them in a kennel. These dogs, they lived the life of an outside dog.
Yeah.
They were not pets.
Yeah.
But one of the dogs that they had was skittish. He was too scared to be a hunting dog. He would not run with the other dogs when they fired off a gun.
It sounds like the makings of like some kind of Disney movie where it's like, you know, he's the outcast and then something happens.
They called him Spooky. So the dog's name was Spooky, and they had no use for Spooky, and they had no use for pets. And so they asked us, hey, do you guys want Spooky? We don't want him. And we were like, yeah, we'll take him. You know, we don't hunt, but we'd love a pet. That was before we realized that we were all allergic to dogs. So yeah. Spooky lived in our backyard, too. He was an outside dog. But he lived a luxurious life compared to our neighbor's dogs. Those were working dogs.
Yeah.
And Spooky, one day, he just went back by the old cypress tree all the way on the back perimeter of our yard.
Mm-hmm.
And he just laid down and died in his sleep.
Yeah.
And I think Spooky went the way he wanted to go.
Well, I think anybody wants to go that way. I just want to go and lay down under a tree and just, you know, drift off.
I feel bad for Chewy, Jaybird's Chewy, because the dog is, like, struggling.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
He's obviously upset. And in pain and just confused and walking into walls. He can't see, he can't hear, and he's got vertigo. Imagine what you'd be doing.
Yeah. No, I hear you. You would, like, yeah, what are you going to do? I know, the same way. I would, it would be tough. And I've had that with not only dogs, but with people. You know, it can happen either way. And, you know, my grandma, grandpa kind of thing, she went pretty quick. I was all good. And her husband, man, it was 3 years of just, nursing homes and terrible stuff. So I think y'all just, that's how you want to do. Just
I agree.
Live a full life and then boom, one day you don't wake up. Ain't that the way to do it, Virginia?
That is the way.
That is the way. So there you go. I love this Friday conversation, but you know.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, but we had to dress because, you know, people are tuning in and want to know where Jaybird is, and there's no real way to sugarcoat it. You know, that's just kind of what he's dealing with. It's some tough stuff, and I could tell he was emotionally broken up when he came in here.
He was. Yeah. There's no way he could have done a funny, silly show.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to go take care of your dog. So we will hopefully maybe see him on the virtual happy hour today. I hope that things can get stabilized to that point, and we'll see how it goes. Got a lot of other stuff to talk about. Yesterday on the podcast, we heard about that email scam where people are being victimized by a terrifying new email scam where attackers basically say in the subject line that they got video of you.
Tugging it.
Yeah, they stole your password. They hacked your webcam while you were watching porn. Here's how to protect yourself. Twitter Mike sent me that. He said he was sent... I was sent the email, too. It's a scam. Here's one story about it. People were saying, just delete it. But, yeah, my wife was changing all the passwords on everything yesterday. And I still think in the back of her mind, she thinks that I've been jerking off in front of the camera. But they'd even said, and luckily my daughter caught it, which I hated that they were even having a Twitter conversation about her dad jerking off.
Your wife and your daughter are talking about you jerking off watching porn.
Well, my wife was really initiating. I'm like, well, this is not like, no, with my 22-year-old daughter, I prefer this not to be a topic of conversation.
And you don't do that.
Well, and they're doing it during the show. Yeah, you don't do it. First of all, they're doing it during the show when I can't respond because I don't have time to pee. So I definitely don't have time to engage in a Twitter conversation about whether or not I'm jerking off in front of a laptop. So here it is for 2 hours. I'm ghost on this conversation, which you would think otherwise be like, well, that's odd. He's oddly silent right now, right?
Yeah, you couldn't defend yourself.
Right.
So if you don't defend yourself.
So for 2 hours, my daughter's thinking that I am a persistent pudwhacker in front of my laptop.
And now you're just trying to like figure out how you're going to phrase your defense. That's why you're not answering back, because you're trying to put together your defense.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. So luckily it became very clear yesterday that, in fact, my daughter is the one who noticed. She's like, well, it says, well, you have a PC, and I know dad's, you know, everybody's, I got an
it's
Apple.
Got a Mac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, that's definitely a fraud and it's not happening. So, you know, whatever. Let me see. There's some other interesting stuff. In fact, I was telling you about the weird dreams, and the Mexican queen had a dream that I had fathered another child with another woman.
Scandalous.
Yeah, I know. I want to know, but I don't want to know, because you don't want to go down that path to even.
You can't entertain it because then she's thinking about it again.
Yeah.
And then she's pissed again.
Exactly. Or just.
You got to get her past this.
Yeah. It's just best to not bring it up. And if she does, be like, that's crazy. Like, what are we even doing here? You know, let's not waste our time on this kind of stuff. You had a weird dream for whatever reason. And I'll say, you know, and luckily somebody sent me that information. A lot of people are having really weird dreams right now. It's because of boredom. Boredom actually causes that.
Okay.
So that's what they were saying. It's an NPR article. I have that. Thank you. I'll use that as my ammunition. Be like, oh, look, see?
You're bored.
I'm having weird I've always had weird dreams whenever I remember them, but I'm remembering my dreams from every single night.
It does make sense with the theory that I had. Remember I said you're less stimulated.
Yeah.
So therefore, you are creating your own stimulation.
Yeah. And, you know, I think probably people are getting maybe, you know, deeper REM sleep, maybe sleeping a little bit more. Maybe you remember it for that reason. I was telling you the story that a lot of times you're just working out stuff in your subconscious or random things come up. Like I told you that, you know, I gotten an email, I think it was Jason that had emailed about watching The Hunger Games and, you know, what would happen if we were all in it. And then I told you I saw Tiffany Kenny then. She posted a photo where she'd been gardening and had dirt all over her face. So I have some kind of like Hunger Games dream where it's like the show and Tiffany Kenny, we're all in it, but we're all naked for some reason, but we're all dirty. So it's like we were kind of naked, but you could see like the contours of our body, but there was so much dirt and mud on us.
It wasn't sexual.
Yeah, and it was.
It was more savage.
Again, we were like trying to stay alive. And I tell you, there's one point, the savage part of it, no joke. At one part of it, I think I think this is who it was. Tiffany Kenny slit somebody's throat.
Oh, my.
And I think it was Jay
Birds.
Was
it a competing radio? No, I think it was Jay Birds.
I think it was like, because she just like, it was just cold. It was just like, boom. I'm like, whoa.
Tiffany killed Jay Birds?
Just, and it was like, didn't flinch. It was like, just cold, calculated, assassin kind of stuff.
Damn.
Yes. And so Tiffany must have been listening because she tweeted at me. She said, at Kevin Ralston, may the odds be ever in your favor.
That's adorable.
And she said, is it pre or post quarantine? Because that changes the look of the dream significantly. I don't know where it was, but in fact, I think everybody kind of had athletic builds. Yeah, Tiffany Kenny was just like action.
Ripped.
Yeah. Superhero kind of, ripped. She had the abs and everything.
Well, she's in good shape. She does yoga.
Yeah.
She's very good about what she eats.
Yeah, she would be the one if you wanted to form a partnership I'm telling you.
Take Tiff.
Don't fuck with Tiffany Kenny. I'm telling you. She's an assassin. She's cold-hearted. Sweet as pie in life. But in dreams, oh my gosh.
She'll slit your throat.
Oh, not even, she didn't even blink or flinch. It was just like, yep, next. I'm like, stay away from that one. Yeah, that's, she's pretty funny. Fierce. Pretty fierce. Let me see, got a couple other interesting emails here. Thought this is fascinating. I gotta try to find a new cocaine show to get into. Somebody, Luis, had sent this, said, hey, Kev, check out this picture. The cartel's been using drones since 2015 to move meth. That's, I guess, a crash.
A drone crash in Kentucky.
Yeah. Go figure.
They do a lot of meth in Kentucky. You know, my dad lives there, and that's why he moved out of his house, because next to him, his neighbor had been cooking meth.
Uh-huh.
She went to jail, and my dad sold his house while she was in jail because he knew she was going to be getting out and coming back to her roots.
Yeah. This was posted by somebody in Kentucky, but it's the drone itself was found in Tijuana in 2015, a few blocks from the San Ysidro border crossing. It's the first of its kind found and documented. But you can see, I mean, you know, Kentucky loves meth, so that's why they're
topical.
Posting. That's why they're posting things here, because,
if you don't do meth, you got somebody on your street that does.
Weird thing about it, though, I have no interest in meth.
Me neither.
It's the weirdest thing when it comes to my cartel specials. If they start the cartels dabbling in meth, I don't care at all. But when they're dabbling in cocaine, I can't get enough of it.
I think because meth is not sexy.
I guess that's what it is, yeah.
Meth is gross. And all the pictures we see, I mean, I don't know. I've never done meth. But all the pictures we see are like faces of meth. And it's people that like scratch their face off because they're having like a meth attack.
Yeah, and are you making I'm just kind of curious. I'd love to get a cartel guy in here we could interview if he wouldn't kill me. Is like, how much do they make off of meth? If you had to look at the books, and do they even keep books? Do cartels keep books? Because, you know, and the one thing you see in Narcos, they were just burying cash. Like, just digging holes. I mean, big old holes. Like, that you could bury 10 buses in. And just filling it with cash. I mean, do they have a record of all of that? In fact, I think they did. I think they did find out. But do they really track every dollar if you're the cartel?
Great question.
If they do have books like that, what are they making off of cocaine versus meth if they dabble in both?
Just the mugshots I see that pertain to meth, I don't feel like those people have a lot of money.
It doesn't, because cocaine to me feels like it's the glamour drug. It's like you have got a penthouse in Miami kind of money. The meth, you got a trailer park in Kentucky.
Next to a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I mean, meth is big in my hometown. Like, I'll tell you, like, it's never been a cocaine town. Never saw cocaine until I got to South Florida. Nobody there could afford cocaine.
Right.
There's no way. We're not a cocaine town. We're weed and meth.
I want glamour with my drug show. I don't want the sad reality of meth.
Yeah.
I'm just not down with it.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah, it is kind of weird. I think meth makes me sad. Again, I don't do any drugs, but it's just, I got very strong opinions about drugs.
And I think I know a lot because I watch a lot of shows.
A ton. I invest a ton of time.
Well, when you told me to watch that show, I watched it and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Just loved it. Just loved it. So, yeah, if you do have any others, I do appreciate all the insight.
Tell us the good ones, because there's a lot of them, and I don't want to spend 2 hours watching a crappy one.
And I really want to get Vanilla Ice back in here again. We can get rid of all these, you know, restrictions and everything, because I want to talk to him about the Operation Odessa and see if he's seen it. I almost just want to text him and be like, have you watched this yet? Because your name dropped in it.
You could totally ask. Why didn't we ask him that when we had him on the
other
day?
Well, it's because we're talking about him doing something really nice. Trust me, the thought was in my head. But I'm like, he just did something nice for a Little Smiles volunteer, and we're talking about coronavirus, and all of a sudden now I'm going to bring the discussion to cocaine boats. You know?
And just in case he doesn't want to be in that discussion, you don't want to piss him off.
Right. And he's like, yeah, look, now.
Text him.
I didn't realize what was going on with all this stuff. And so, yeah, I was just there. Because I think that's a lot of it. There's a lot of people, you always see that, where you'll see somebody taking a photo with a president. And they get all, you know, oh, the president, I can't believe, you know, whoever the president might be. I'm not talking Trump or anybody in particular. Just this always happens with presidents. And they're like, oh, I can't believe the president would take a photo with somebody. Like, yeah, but do you really, anybody you ever meet, do you know the backgrounds? I mean, I've had that.
I have a picture of me and Trump. We took it 10 years ago at Mar-a-Lago. It's me, Panda, and Trump.
Yeah, so they don't necessarily know. And I've even had that, too, where I remember sometime there was a beer fest or something. We took a photo of somebody, like, going, do you know who you took a photo with? Like,
no.
Trying to come at me. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and be like going, hey, before, I'm a freaking radio guy, like, who cares? Like, you know, I'm not gonna know. I can't do a background check on everybody I take a photo of. Well, just so you know, he's and terrible things he had done. I'm
well,
like,
well, you don't know what he's done, and then you also don't know what he's gonna do in the future,
right?
Like, if I took a picture with Trump 10 years ago, does that mean that I'm a Republican now?
Yeah,
it doesn't mean anything.
You might think he's a didn't he used to be a Democrat or something back in the day? I don't even know.
Did he?
I don't know.
That's fascinating.
I thought there was some point along the line where he had. Yeah, I don't think he's always necessarily been a. You know, a
staunch
thumping.
Republican.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's what I believe about politics. I think, unfortunately, a lot of these guys, that's why I hate the two-party system. I think they've got to fit into a mold of whatever the higher-ups and the people with money say that you're going to be.
We want a free thinker.
Yeah, but I don't. Our political system set up, that I don't think it'll allow that.
And
because
that's
they'll
not
be like,
fair.
We're not going to fund you.
Because there's some things you're going to feel one side about, and there's some things you're going to feel other side about. Like, why do you have to toe the party line?
That's why it's terrible to have money in politics, because they do. They buy your persuasions and your votes and your interests. It's terrible.
Yeah, we don't believe in it.
Former poli sci major, Virginia. I saw the light in college, and I got out and I said, I'm going to do something that's completely useless, like radio.
And look at you.
And look at me today. I lived up to it.
Yeah, I mean, you're right there, right above mediocrity.
Yeah, I could have been a state senator or something like that, and instead I decided to come on to this show and read emails about booger eating. This is from Elijah. Hey, it's Eli from Juneau, but currently in Tallahassee, 25-year-old, living with my girlfriend of 2 years, and I will eat a booger on last resort, only after multiple attempts to flick it off my finger. Okay, but it's too sticky and I can't get it off. She doesn't like it, but sometimes I can hide it from her. Sometimes I secretly put them on her without her knowing. Oh my gosh.
That is funny.
Yeah, Mexican Queen will do that, and I really am not a fan of that.
He puts them on her. She puts them on you?
She does. Yeah, she will. Yeah, she'll roll up a booger and she'll just like, I'm not even paying attention. She'll like lay it on my arm or something. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not a fan of it. I'm not a fan of it. She does not get a good reaction, but I think that's why she gets off on it.
That is some stone cold stuff right there.
Oh, I hate it. Yeah, I'm trying to let her know as much as I possibly can. I really don't like this activity. I am not a fan of having someone else's boogers touch my body. She said, also, I don't want to wipe it on my clothes and possibly leave a booger visible for others to see without my knowledge on my shirt. How awkward would that be? So, yeah, some people have fun little booger games. Eli's admitting to, he'll snack down on them. So, because the question the other day, that we had had. If you're wondering why are you reading a booger eating email, it was because we had asked on the raise your hand poll over the age of 18 if any of us had eaten a booger.
Just be careful, because we were reading something not too long ago and it kind of made sense. And it talked about, you know, what's going on with boogers? What exactly are boogers and why are they there? So there's like little funky stuff that you breathe in through your nose and it gets stuck there. And a lot of times, you know, the hairs and the boogers, they stop stuff from going up into your nasal cavity, sinuses, brain, wherever the hell it goes. So if it's got any kind of funk in the booger, now you're eating it and you're making sure that whatever that funky stuff that was in the air that's now in your nose goes into your system. And
I know.
I don't know if booger eating is the safest for your health.
It's terrible. I just can't even believe that this is an issue in our society.
I understand you're hungry, but you got to find a different place for nourishment, especially now. You don't want to eat no Corona booger.
No. Harold in the YouTube chat room, he thinks that maybe it's because we've had a tissue shortage. It's turning us into animals.
You need to do the runner's blow, and it's where you just go outside and you just blow your nose and you flick it in the
Farmer's
grass.
Blow, they call that. I respect all that. That's all good. Yeah, this whole we're playing games with it, or we turn it into a snack, just
or a weapon.
Yeah, no, it's not good. Yeah, don't do that stuff. Let me see here. Other things going on. This is an interesting email from Steven about the question we had earlier about a woman that went through a divorce and her husband got her stimulus check. And now he's not responding to her and he's got her money and she needs it for things. And
it's her
like,
money.
What do I do? Yeah.
She deserves that money and he is a dirtbag.
Mm-hmm. He said, just wanted to let you know the tip you let everyone know on getting the status and claiming your economic impact check worked. I had to take this extra step because I had to pay Uncle Sam a little in 2018, all caps for your address, baby, and money into your account. So, okay. So he got his, because remember how I was saying that?
If you wrote your address out regular, some capitals, some lowercase letters, it wasn't registering it. But if you wrote your address in all caps, boom, it was registering it and you'd get your check faster.
So there's a lot of funky stuff going on. And yeah, the person we'd heard that can't get her stimulus check, she's trying to get a hold of the IRS. And apparently right now, if you need something from them, it's hard to get a hold of them.
Look, just try to get through. Let them put you on hold. You might be on hold for a few hours, but you got to turn him in. Remove all emotion. Don't be mad. Just deal in fact. And let's hope he gets a little jail time on top of the fine and the interest.
Yeah. He said, it's been great recently, getting more time listening daily to all your creative craziness. Been with you loyally since 2010, from live stream and KBJ TV to all the recent craziness on YouTube and even now Facebook. Here in Oahu, it's a wonderful day each day and every day.
He's in Hawaii?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
How nice is that, huh?
What a great place to be quarantined.
Yeah, next to South Florida.
That's gorgeous.
Lastly, let me mention, personally, I do not know anyone affected in a negative way since this all began, even though my heartfelt condolences go out to all who have lost a loved one due to this pandemic around the world. What is your number on that? Because I think I'm at a zero. I can't think personally off the top of my head of anyone that I know of that I've heard of that has the coronavirus or
had
it.
So personally, I know two people that had it that both recovered, and I know one guy that had it that died. Our little smiles accountant of 15 years, Alan Kaplan, rest in peace. Mm-hmm. He got it, and him and his wife both got it, and she's battling back. He lost his life a couple of weeks ago, and this is a guy that, you know, we've known for 15 years.
Yeah.
It's like crazy to think about.
Do you know if he had any pre-existing conditions?
I don't know that. He was in his 60s, but I don't know about other health, anything other than that. The two other guys I know, one of them healthy as a horse, and it literally knocked him out for a month. I mean, it put him in his basement on the sofa, hacking up lung butter.
Oh, dang.
He would fill half a Gatorade bottle a day with lung butter.
That's pretty disgusting.
I know, but that's real.
Yeah.
And he is now on the road to recovery, doing a lot better. My other friend, same thing. He had pre-existing conditions, though, and so he was very predisposed to catch anything.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm watching it.
My sister, you know, the friend that she was getting all of her information from, mm-hmm. one of her fellow doctors at the hospital that caught it, he has had it for a month. He just took his second COVID test that came back negative. So he took some in the beginning that came back positive. He's been battling the illness. He just took his second one that said he was negative, and he's still sick, coughing.
Really? And it's saying you're
it's
good.
It's saying he's negative
so
now.
So he might have something else.
Yeah, it's turned into something else that's like now chronic in his lungs.
Oh,
coughing,
wow.
Wheezing, breathing, difficulty that he never had before.
No, it's nasty stuff. I can tell you from that bronc, it ain't no fun, Virginia.
No, and you don't know, you know. You could get a mild case, or you could get one that rocks you.
Right.
What's the difference? We don't know why some people like get it so bad, and some people barely know they even have it.
Yeah. That's why I think the next couple of weeks is going to be very telling to see, you know, when life gets back to normal and how seriously we take the coronavirus. Because some people are like, oh, okay. They keep bringing down the numbers. I saw yesterday the models they have from the University of Washington. They said that 72,000 people could die of COVID-19 by August 4th. And that's 2,000 fewer than just 2 days ago that they had.
Okay, so the number's going down.
Yeah.
That's good. That means we're doing it. We're doing a good job.
Yeah. And in the U.S., we're already at 61,000, so that'd only be 11,000 more deaths. And obviously, every number is terrible, but, you know, that would be a positive. They say one thing, and thinking about how things are changing, your phone might change because of the coronavirus. If you had a mask on and you forgot and you're trying to get in your phone, you're like, gosh, why is my phone not working?
Facial recognition.
Facial recognition, yeah. They say that it might change with the release of the new Apple. They're doing their third beta of iOS 13.5, and the next major feature release for the operating system introduces new Face ID behavior when users are wearing protective masks. So there you go.
That's the pivot. All these companies, if they're pivoting, they're doing good. If they're not, they're sometimes going out of business.
I wonder if it just traces your eyes. Oh, man, terrifying.
For you, yes.
Yes.
I feel bad for your phone if all it has to focus on is your eye.
That's all we got to go on with this cat? Yeah. Apparently that's it. So, yeah, they're trying to change that as well. Hopefully this weekend I can go find a park. Like to shoot some basketball. And again, you know, I will observe social distancing. It'll be my son and I. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're allowed.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah, but it doesn't, you know, people just, the attitude some people want to give you. It's crazy. Ronald said, my grandson went to Cypress Park in Coral Springs yesterday. It was open, but he had his window broken and some stuff stolen.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, that's not good. All right, so maybe I'll skip that park. Thanks for the heads up, though.
But that's true. You got to think about that.
I don't need to shoot baskets that bad.
I'm running in all these places, you know, if I go into the store, when I go to Restaurant Depot, I don't bring my purse with me because I don't want any extra stuff. I leave it in the car, I tuck it under the seat, but I mean, yeah, if somebody breaks my window while I'm in Restaurant Depot, they get my whole purse.
Right.
Because all I want to be carrying is my debit card and my car keys. I don't want extra stuff because it adds extra drama and touching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, you leave your stuff in your car and then some asshole breaks your window, takes it.
It's pretty annoying. And then the worst part is a glass. I remember when I lived in Fresno, my car would get broken into so frequently. I just would leave the windows rolled down because I'm like, going, just stop breaking the glass. You guys can get in and climb through. There's nothing in here. There's nothing in here. Just stop breaking the windows because they would break it. Be like, nah, nothing in here, and go on to the next one. I'm like, just stop breaking the windows. Because then you got to sit in glass and you never get that one last little shard. And then all of a sudden you got a pretty good gash on your behind, but you don't know if it's bad enough that you got to go into the hospital to get stitches in it.
Ass glass.
Right. So, you know, if anybody ever sees that you're bleeding through, be like, hey, I think your ass is bleeding. But then you don't want to go to the hospital and be like, yeah, I think I need stitches for this? And then they think that they're like, no, you're fine. They think you're just going there to try to get somebody to look at your ass because you're a freak like that. So you don't even know what to do with it. So.
It's layered.
It was. So I'm like, I'm just going to leave it down. This is a pretty cool little time hop from 6 years ago. Tammy sent this to us. It was on WPTV's website. from May 1st of 2014. Wow, 6 years ago to the day, fans of the KVJ show are upset to learn that their favorite morning show has been canceled by Hollywood-based station Hits 97.3. Wow, there you go.
Oh.
So it was announced. We go back 6 years ago today. Boom, we popped off the radio, and then we started here, what, July 28th, I think it was. So we sat out May, June, and most of July, so almost 3 months.
That picture infuriates me of us because I have one random, like, rogue piece of hair.
You do, yeah.
That nobody photoshopped.
Yeah, like, that just went way out.
Really?
There.
That went out, guys? Talk about
it's our most used photo ever.
It really is.
Yeah.
And I have this random rogue piece of hair that would have been so easy to Photoshop.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Look at that. Oh, there you go. Well, we have such a crackpot team now. They would never miss something like that, Virginia. We're all, see how we've improved over 6 years?
I don't know that we have.
Oh, come on. So much better. So much better. Thank you very much for sending that, Tammy. Today, 5 o'clock on Facebook, we'll be back for the virtual happy hour.
Yes, game playing.
Yep.
All kinds of fun.
Yep, all kinds of good stuff. So we will see you then.